Now the News. I'm Shane Bigham. China's awarded medals to three astronauts who took part in the Shenzhou 16 mission. Jing Haipeng was honored with a special class aerospace achievement medal. Zhu Yongzhu and Guihai Chao received third class aerospace achievement medals and the honorary title of heroic astronaut. Chinese Premier Li Cheng has said the China Import and Export Fair should play a bigger role in expanding the country's high-level opening up. The premier was speaking while visiting an exhibition on the history of the Canton Fair in Guangzhou. He also toured the booths of multiple enterprises at the venue of the 135th session of the Canton Fair that kicked off on Monday. Chinese Vice President Han Zheng has met San Francisco Mayor London Breed in Beijing. The Vice President expressed hope that the mayor's visit will further boost the economy and sci-tech cooperation between the two sides. Han said the U.S. city has a longstanding bond with China and has been at the forefront of exchanges with China. Breed said the visit aims to implement the important consensus reached at the San Francisco summit between the two heads of state and promote U.S.-China relations through local and non-governmental exchanges. China and Indonesia vowed to strengthen bilateral ties. The pledge came during Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi's meeting with his Indonesian counterpart Retno Marsudi in Jakarta. Wang said the two countries should remain open and inclusive partners for win-win cooperation. He said China and Indonesia will prioritize development, oppose unilateralism and protectionism, and ensure stable supply chains. Wang's also met Indonesian President Joko Widodo and President-elect Prabowo Subianto. Robertlyn Purba reports from Indonesia.
China's foreign minister, Mr. Wang Yi, started off the day with a meeting with Indonesia's foreign minister, Madam Retno Marsudi, where they talked about, as you said also previously, strengthening bilateral relationship, strengthening economic cooperation to achieve regional stability. Mr. Wang Yi also met with President Joko Widodo, and they talked about food security out of a number of topics. Also, they talked about conflict in the Middle East, particularly in the Gaza Strip, and they both agreed, among other things, previously Minister Retno and Minister Wang Yi have both agreed that both countries will support Palestine in the United Nations membership, and also they both emphasized on self-restraint and also on de-escalation of tension. And also Mr. Wang Yi have also met with Prabowo Subianto, current Minister for Defense of Indonesia and also President-elect of Indonesia.
The special representative of the Chinese government on Eurasian affairs has met the Ukrainian ambassador to China. Li Hui and Pavlo Ryabkin discussed topics such as Sino-Ukrainian relations, the Ukraine crisis, and issues of common concern. Turkish authorities say Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh will visit the country this weekend. This will be Haniyeh's first visit to Turkey since the outbreak of the Israel-Hamas conflict in October last year. The Hamas leader is expected to hold talks with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Official data shows China's trade in goods and services registered a surplus of over $60 billion in the first quarter of 2024. China's economy is off to a strong start this year, as evidenced by its 5.3% expansion between January and March. The Chinese Grand Prix for the Formula One World Championship is set to begin in Shanghai on Friday. Ahead of the big day, F1 auto racing teams have provided a special tutorial to middle school students in the Chinese city. Chen Tong reports.
20 middle school students enjoy the thrill of kart racing, testing their reaction speed, and then learning about the physics behind the sport. It's part of a special tutorial given by the Aston Martin Aramco Formula One team. The goal is not only to spark the interest of youth ahead of the upcoming F1 event in Shanghai, but also nurture the next generation of Chinese auto racing experts. A female driver also participated in the tutorial. Jessica Hawkins is the first women Formula One test driver for the modern-day ground effect car, and she says she's glad seeing female students express interest in the sport.
The 14th Beijing International Film Festival opens on Thursday, with Brazil as the guest of honor. Serbian director Amir Kusturica will chair the 7-member jury, which includes Chinese actress Ma Li and actor Zhu Yilong. 15 films chosen from a pool of over 1,000 will vie for 10 Tian Tan Awards. The winners will be revealed at the closing ceremony and awards gala. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.